Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today we celebrate the memorial of the apparition of Mary in Fatima, Portugal, which took place between May 13th and October 13th, 1917. During these 3 months, Our Lady appeared to three shepherd children, Francisco, Jacinta, and Lucia, culminating in the miracle of the sun witnessed by more than 70,000 people. On July 13, 1917, Our Lady entrusted the children with a secret divided into three parts. The first part was a terrifying vision of hell, revealing that eternal separation from God is real and that souls can choose it through unrepentant grave sin. This confirms the teaching of Scripture and the Catechism that hell is a consequence of freely rejecting God's love and mercy. The second part revealed God's plan to save souls from damnation. To save them, Our Lady said, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. And she promised with certainty, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The third part presented a vision of an angel with a flaming sword, poised to set the world on fire. A powerful symbol of the looming threat of global self-destruction caused by sin. Yet, this disaster can be averted by the intervention of Our Lady, and if we answer her call to conversion, prayer, and penance. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. As I said, the third part of the secret of Fatima revealed a vision of an angel with a flaming sword poised to set the world on fire, a vivid symbol of the self-destruction of humanity that we could bring upon ourselves if we don't turn back from sin. Yet this catastrophe can be averted through the twofold intervention of Our Lady and our response to conversion, prayer, and penance. In the year 2000, when the Church made public this secret, why the year 2000? Because it's for our time. At that point, Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, who became Pope Benedict XVI, explained the vision as a profound warning and a summons to action. The angel with the flaming sword represents the judgment looming over the world, particularly through man-made means capable of immense destruction. And against this threat stand the Mother of God and her children who answer her call. At that time, Ratzinger stressed that the future is not predetermined. It hinges on our response. If we embrace conversion, prayer, and penance, a future of hope awaits us. If we ignore her message, we will suffer the consequences of our own rebellion. The vision is a summons to do what God asked. Remember, in the second part of the secret, Our Lady said, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart, wanting to save it by this means. The means that God is giving us now is devotion to the Heart of Mary. And what does devotion to the Heart of Mary mean? It means consecration to her, and then living out the consecration by living a personal relationship with her, because the Holy Spirit does everything through her. And then to commit yourself to meditate on the Word of God in the Rosary daily. And first Saturdays of Reparation, where on the first Saturday of five consecutive months, we go to Mass and confession with the intention of making reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And finally, to take responsibility, gather your loved ones and friends around Mary in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. There is a very important link between Fatima and Medjugorje. St. John Paul II said, Medjugorje is the continuation of Fatima. It is the completion of Fatima. From June 25, 1981 to the present, Our Lady has been appearing to six people from a small village in Bosnia-Herzegovina called Medjugorje. On September 19th, 2024, the Vatican, through the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, gave Medjugorje the Neil Obstadt, the highest positive evaluation possible under the new guidelines. This means the faithful can freely engage in devotion and pilgrimage, and bishops and priests are encouraged to accompany pilgrims pastorally to Medjugorje. The message of Our Lady at Medjugorje is the same as that of Fatima: conversion through prayer and penance. Our Lady is calling us to make the Mass and the Eucharist the most important part of our life. Daily Mass, if possible. She continues to ask us to pray the Rosary every day, but to pray with the heart, meaning she doesn't want the rosary to be a rote saying of words while our mind wanders. She wants it to be a real meditation on the Word of God. That's why she encourages us to read the Bible daily and to incorporate the Word of God into the rosary. This is why we do that. And she continues to call us to confession at least once every month, and to fasting. She is encouraged a bread and water fast on Wednesdays and Fridays, but she accepts alternatives. I think we need to fast from the two things that keep us from spending time with Jesus in the Eucharist and prayer, and that is busyness that comes from overcommitment and our addiction to entertainment. Fast from these, and you'll have a lot more time and a lot greater desire to spend time with Jesus in prayer and the Eucharist. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. At Medjugorje, Our Lady is to give each of the visionaries 10 secrets to be revealed to the world. 3 of them have received all 10. 3 of them have received 9. Our Lady still appears to them at 6:40 every day, wherever they are. The first two secrets are warnings that invite conversion before it is too late. The third secret is a sign of hope, a supernatural, permanent, and indestructible sign on Apparition Hill where she first appeared. Each of the 10 secrets will be revealed to the world in this way. 10 days before the date of the event foretold in the secret, Mariana is to tell the priest that has already been chosen what will happen and when. She and the priest will then pray and fast for 7 days. 3 days before the event, the priest will reveal the secret to the world. Our Lady said, "I have always said that chastisement will come if the world does not convert. Therefore, I call everyone to conversion. Everything depends on your conversion." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. At the heart of the messages of Fatima and Medjugorje is a burning call. Return to God before it's too late. On Friday, April 25th, 2025, Our Lady spoke with urgency and tenderness. Dear children, the winds of unrest, selfishness, and sin are sweeping through many hearts and leading them into restlessness and ruin. That is why I am calling you, little children, return to God and to prayer so that it may go well for you, both in your hearts and in the land in which you live. I love you, little children. And that is why I do not tire of calling you to conversion. So let me give you a very simple and infallible plan for conversion. Every day, meditate on the Word of God, particularly in the Rosary. And every day, conclude your meditation with a resolution, some practical, concrete way that you're going to put into practice today the Word of God. Then, every day, examine your life. Am I living what Jesus has asked or not? And in what way do I need to change? Step two, then, is a daily examination of conscience. Step one, daily meditation and a resolution. Step two, daily examination of conscience. Step three, frequent confession. Go to confession at least once a month. And if you want to speed up your conversion, go more frequently. Go every week. Our Lady has given us the remedy, her Immaculate Heart. our responsibility is our effort at conversion. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what did that meditation make you reflect on?
Honestly, I was imagining a conversation with Our Lady in which she would say, wow, it's really great that you and your team with Archbishop Naumann built this organization, School of Faith. You've served a lot of people. I really like that you're spreading the rosary, Mike, and meditating on the word of God and the rosary. And I'm really, you know, thank you for writing that little book about me. But what I asked you to do was to convert. And what I was reflecting on is, am I as serious about conversion as I am about all my own projects?
Yeah. It's almost like those projects are, it's a way that we can feel successful, and it's a way that we can feel like we're doing something and we're being productive and we're getting it done. But it's kind of like, I always come back to this example of, I'm like, hey, can you do the dishes? And you just start madly cleaning the rest of the house. But I'm like, no, I needed that dish though. But you're like, don't you see how busy I am? But you're making yourself busy.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that what you're doing with the mission isn't good, but to really benefit the mission, you do have to convert anyways. To really get the house clean, I gotta do that. That I gotta clean those dishes anyways. But I think we're in a unique position because our work and our productivity and our job aligns with that, as well as we have a responsibility to walk the walk, if we're going to talk the talk in that sense. We are more effective at our mission if we are serious about converting, but that doesn't mean we don't get really, really distracted.
And whether it's conscious or unconscious, we like to be distracted from the hard work. And conversion is dependent upon God's grace, but it's also dependent upon our hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the hard work day in and day out of meditation, a resolution, an examination,
yeah,
of going to confession.
Yeah.
And then you might say, well, I confess the same sins over and over and over. Great. Keep fighting. Keep doing the work. That's the work.
Yeah.
But the Our Lady, people say, people have often criticized Medjugorje because Our Lady says the same thing over and over.
It's the same woman, guys.
And we're the same
people.
Who haven't done the dishes. Why do you keep telling me to do the dishes? Because you never did the dishes.
Oh, that's too real for me.
I know.
That's too real.
Why do you keep telling me to mow the lawn? Because you haven't mowed it
yet. Every time I'm like, you guys nag me so much. It's because I haven't done it yet.
Why does she keep saying over and over and over, convert? Because the world hasn't converted.
Mm-hmm.
The only answer is conversion. Not your conversion, my conversion. The only answer is my conversion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well said.
So whether it's Fatima or Medjugorje or any other apparition, still the same woman, still the same request. Convert, turn back to God with all your heart. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.